Anyone who uses Google will occasionally notice a doodle, a specially designed logo to commemorate holidays like Chinese New Year or obscure anniversaries like the date the London subway system opened 150 years ago, or a quirky tribute like this Zamboni animation depicting the machine used to resurface ice skating rinks. These artistic renderings of the Google logo may bring more users to its homepage, but Ryan Germick, the chief doodler, says their value to the company isn't found in a traditional business plan.
The existential question of why?
Why are you here?
We're here to surprise and delight our users and humanize Google.
Unlike the business side of Google that constantly analyzes data and usage, the doodles, he says, are evaluated on subjective criteria.
We look at social networks, we look at press, we look at, you know, just, you know, do we make each other laugh or smile with the thing that we're doing? And try to have a, more of an emotional connection rather than like, you know, this is converting more clicks than the last one.
Doodler Jennifer Hom says the team creates over 300 doodles each year in many different languages, but stays away from topics that are political or controversial.
We basically think of anything that's innovative, artistic, and nerdy, something that's appropriate for Google.
She says doodle ideas can come from just about anywhere. Many like the suggestion for an interactive rendering of a buckyball, a form of carbon composed of 60 atoms that looks like a molecule, come from inside the company.
I never heard of what this was, but there were like 10 to 12 people in Google who were obsessed with buckyballs.
Google's culture of innovation, the relaxed environment, the mix of work and play helps the creative process. Doodle engineer Chris Hom, no relation to Jennifer, animates artist drawings. He says he first got involved with the team as part of a program to nurture innovation and growth.
My involvement started out as a 20% project, which was kind of a phenomenon at Google where engineers get to spend one day a week or 20% of their time working on whatever they want. And so I was building some little animations, and someone on the Doodle team saw them and said, hey, why don't you come do that on the homepage? And it's been having a blast here ever since.
These Google doodlers say the irreverent humor of the artwork reflects that culture of innovation and the idea that Google should be a fun place to work or visit online. Brian Patton, VOA News, San Francisco.